The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, how are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself? I mean, that's my jam you just played there.
I see we're starting off with not the best news today. There was a murder of a 52-year-old mother of six in the West Bank. Do you think this is at all terror-related?
Well, it's certainly being investigated at the moment for possible terror motives, or nationalistic, as it is often referred to. But let's give some background to the story. So the early hours of this morning, the body of 52-year-old mother of six, Esther Horgan, she came from the settlement of Tel Menashe in the Shomron, which is an area very close to the West Bank. She was found murdered this morning. Apparently her skull had been beaten in after she had gone for a run yesterday afternoon and failed to return home. At the moment, there is a massive manhunt underway for the killer or killers, and an investigation into what the possible motives could be. Could it be criminal, or could it be terrorism, or nationalistic? And just moments ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu condemned this attack and said that we will not stop until we have caught the killers. And this is the first time in quite a while that there has been a potential terror attack of this kind in the area, especially as we see many communities locked down or restricted because of COVID-19. But this has happened, and all we can do is keep her family in our thoughts, our prayers. She was a mother of six, an immigrant from France, and just hope that whatever the motive was, that her killers are brought to justice soon.
Murder's just ugly no matter what it is. COVID updates, what's happening that side? I believe there's been a bit of drama.
There has been a bit of drama. So let's get to the big stories, because I know it affects South Africans. But yesterday it was announced that Israel would be closing our airspace to anyone coming in from the UK, Denmark and South Africa. This is because of reports of this new mutant strain of COVID that apparently is even more contagious being found in these areas. I know it has been quite contentious for South Africans to hear this news. Anyone coming in will be sent to a quarantine hotel to quarantine for 14 days. And earlier today, the coronavirus cabinet also passed rulings that anybody now coming in to Israel, anyone coming from overseas, will be sent to the quarantine hotels. And there is a very, very strong possibility we're going to be closing our airspace to any more international flights. And this is because of the rising statistics around the world. I know that with regards to the UK, many other countries have closed their borders to them as well. And I heard reports earlier today that Canada have closed their borders. But this is happening as well as current discussion whether or not to lock down Israel, or possibly put Israel in a third lockdown situation. This is a situation very, very hotly debated between health professionals and finance ministry. You know, what do we do about the economy, which we is kind of limping along? We open, we shut, we open, we shut, and the effects on people, looking at possible scenarios around there. While this is happening, we are also rolling out our coronavirus vaccine. So on Saturday night, as soon as Shabbat ended, the Prime Minister and the Health Minister, they received their vaccines live on air. Prime Minister Netanyahu looking a little bit uncomfortable, but he did say, you know, that this is a one small prick or vaccination or injection is a major step for mankind towards, you know, returning to normal, towards returning to good health. Yesterday, the Ramatkal, the IDF chief of staff, and the president, 82-year-old Ruvi Rivlin, they received their vaccination along with healthcare professionals across the countries at the various hospitals and clinics, etc. And from today, anybody over the age of 60 and also extremely vulnerable communities, people who have comorbidities, have been able to book their vaccinations, which I hear have been running quite smoothly. Apparently, it's very well organized. You come in, it takes seconds, you get your jab, and you are able to go on. But the Prime Minister said earlier on today that, you know, we have to ban any foreigners from Israel. He says this is not an easy decision. He says we have no choice. We understand the difficult that it is causing families and travelers. Yesterday we had a situation where some visitors from the UK refused to go to the quarantine hotels and promptly got on the plane and went back to England. He says, you know, this decision is in effect for 10 days and may be extended until we understand the full effects of the mutation of this strain of coronavirus.
Definitely frightening times, and much the same as South Africa, we also have a open-close uncertainty. But unlike Israel, we haven't had a rollout of the vaccine, and we can only hope that our government gets its act together and that we see a rollout of the vaccine in the coming months. In closing, has Israel managed to avoid another election once again?
Well, this is the million-dollar question. Both the Likud and Blue and White yesterday managed to agree that they will possibly delay the budget. If you know anything about Israeli parliamentary law, you know that a budget has to be approved. Failing its approval, the Knesset or parliament is automatically dissolved and then Israel goes to elections. But of course, this has been Israel and never a dull moment. That has been passed so far today that they will delay the budget. But if nothing changes until tomorrow night, if talks break down, we will head towards elections. And I tell you why, we do have elements within the Blue and White who are going to break ranks, who will not vote for the delay, but would rather vote to dissolve the Knesset. One such example is Michal Kotler-Wunsch. Other issues that may result in us going to elections is the fact that we do have some very, very stringent demands coming in from Benny Gantz. He's laid out 5 demands to Netanyahu to try and avoid the elections, and these are as follows. Pass a 2020-2021 budget, approve all the senior appointments that have been held up, close all the loopholes that would allow Netanyahu to avoid handing over power to Gantz as part of the rotation agreement. If you've been following, you will know that part of the coalition agreement was that in November of next year, the premiership will go to Benny Gantz until the next set of elections. Another demand is keeping Justice Minister Avi Nissim-Korn as Justice Minister Avi Nissim-Korn and approving the Knesset rules of procedure. One of the frustrations is that these delays keep on happening. But now we have a little bit of a revolt happening within the Blue and White. And never a dull moment in Israel.
Rolene Marks with the Israel Report will be back tomorrow, same time, right here on 101.9 FM in Johannesburg, broadcasting worldwide on chaifm.com.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.